Collecting and selling sports memorabilia can be a big business. John Baker ended up in it somewhat by accident, and the stories he has to tell range from Hall of Fame stars to the owner of one very special wiffle ball bat. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. John Baker has collected and sold sports memorabilia for almost 30 years now. He's recently found a new type of buyer.
I've had grandkids that would collect certain things, like their grandpa would be a Major League Baseball player. Well, now they're going back on eBay and they're collecting grandpa's old baseball gloves. For instance, Marty Marion or Dizzy Dean.
In fact, Baker has met many famous sports stars and their families simply because they are looking to buy some of their sports history.
I've got to meet some of the old wrestlers. Dick the Bruiser, that used to wrestle, I've got his trunks. I talked to his daughter, she called, and I've got to actually sell some of the players' stuff that they never had a chance to collect when they were playing.
There are plenty of interesting stories behind many of his collectibles, even if they aren't connected to a Hall of Fame star.
I had an old wiffle ball bat, which was plastic, but it was early plastic from the 50s, and it was a Babe Ruth special, and it looked wood grain and everything. I had it in my building for years, and I couldn't sell it in my antique booth.
He put it on eBay, and a grandfather from Ohio purchased the bat. Baker mailed it to him.
I shipped it to him. He called me back a few days later, almost in tears, and he said, "Where did you get this bat?" He said, "It has my initials on it." He said, "I believe this was my bat." And I said, "Well, actually, it came from Harrison, Ohio." He said, "That's where I lived when I was a kid."
It was, in fact, his bat from decades ago. Just one of the many interesting stories he's encountered in his hobby turned sports memorabilia business. Traveling the countryside in Gosport, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.